One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some places feel wrong the moment you step inside, but others, they take their time, they wait, they settle into your life like dust in a forgotten corner, quiet, patient, and persistent. It's not until later that you realize the silence you once dismissed wasn't peace. It was presence. And once you notice it, it notices you back. In tonight's story, we hear from someone who thought they were simply starting over, moving to a larger apartment closer to downtown with their partner and a handful of pets. But what they found instead wasn't a fresh start. It was a quiet descent into unease, where familiar spaces twisted into places that no longer felt safe. Something moved just out of view, crept just beneath hearing, and made itself known only when their guard was down. What's most disturbing isn't what they saw, but what they didn't. Doors opened, steps echoed, animals that once played freely suddenly refused to enter certain rooms. Was it paranoia? Stress? The natural groans of an old building? Or was there something else living there, something that never needed to be seen to be felt? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Back in the early 1980s, my partner and I moved from the neighborhood of Kilburn Park to a larger apartment at 312 Hillworth Avenue. It was an older building, a converted Victorian that had once been a boarding house. The layout was strange. Our apartment was technically on the third floor, but the entrance sat awkwardly on a landing between the second and third, right above a worn flight of stairs with soft carpeted steps. You could tell this place had history, though most of it wasn't written down anywhere. It just hung in the air. We moved in with our three cats and our dog, a loyal retriever mix who never missed a chance to wag her tail at a friendly face. The unit was large, one bedroom with a long hallway, bathroom halfway down, and the living room at the far end. Tucked behind a tall wooden bookshelf was an odd little space with a kitchen sink, almost like a kitchenette someone forgot to finish. The kind of setup that didn't make much sense, but in a building like that, not much did. The first time I noticed something off, we had just come back from a quick overnight trip to visit friends in Langdon. We stepped into the apartment and immediately I felt something shift. The air was heavy, still. On the floor under the kitchen crossbeam lay the wooden crucifix that usually hung on the wall. It hadn't fallen far, but it wasn't where we left it. One of our cats was sitting on the bathroom windowsill staring out, rigid as a statue. The other two, our Siamese pair, were beneath the bed, eyes wide and tails puffed up. That wasn't like them. Usually they'd rush to greet us, circling our legs, meowing for attention. We figured maybe something had scared them, thunder, a loud noise, something like that. But it gnawed at me. There hadn't been a storm. Nothing was out of place except the crucifix and that silence. You know how sometimes a home has a rhythm, a sound? Even when no one's talking, it breathes? Ours wasn't breathing anymore. The door to our apartment opened right at the landing above the second floor, and just a few inches beyond it was the first step. It made opening the door feel tight, a bit of a squeeze. The carpet on the stairs had been there for ages. One day our cats discovered they could nose it back and crawl under the first step into the walls. I didn't want them getting stuck or worse, so I wedged a small screen between the door and the stair to block them out. My partner worked evenings at a beauty supply store and got home just after 6. Most nights, I was alone for a couple hours, feeding the animals, doing dishes, reading. That's when the sound started. It began with what I thought was the front door opening, always just after 6, sometimes before. I'd hear it creak softly, then footsteps, not rushed, not dragging, just 3 slow, deliberate steps, then nothing. It never made it to the top, never turned the corner into the hallway. I'd peek out thinking it was him coming home early, but the stairs were empty. The dog heard it too. She'd perk up, ears raised, and walk slowly toward the edge of the hallway. Her body was alert but cautious, the way dogs get when they smell something they don't recognize but can't see. We'd both stand there listening, silence. Always silence. One evening, I heard the door open again, just 3 steps, and when I looked, the screen I had wedged under the step was lying on the 3rd step itself. I hadn't touched it. Neither had the cats. They were asleep on the bed. I mentioned it to my partner later that night, and he laughed it off, said it was probably just loose. My nerves, he said. It was an old building, drafts. I let it go. A week or so later, a friend of his came over in the late afternoon. We were drinking coffee and talking, waiting for my partner to get home. The dog was laying in the living room, her head resting between her paws, but her eyes open, always watching the hallway. At almost exactly 6 p.m., we heard the front door open, then those 3 steps right on cue. Our friend raised an eyebrow, confused. I motioned that it was probably my partner, but something felt off again. The sound was the same, but it stopped too soon. I looked at the dog. Her ears twitched and she raised her head. She started to wag her tail and then froze. She didn't growl right away. It was like she was trying to understand what she was sensing, and then her whole body stiffened. She leapt to her feet, her fur standing on end, and let out a low warning growl that turned into full barking within seconds. She charged the hallway, barking and snarling like I'd never heard. Every inch of her was alert and furious, as if someone had stepped into our space who had no right to be there. Our friend stood up so fast he knocked over his cup. He grabbed my ashtray, heavy glass, and held it like a weapon. We thought someone had broken in. Maybe someone hiding in the walls, or a junkie off the street. But as I tried to follow the dog into the hallway, she blocked me, physically blocked me, planting herself between me and whatever she saw. She kept barking, eyes locked onto a fixed point just above our heads, about 6 feet high. She wouldn't budge. We couldn't see a thing. No shape, no shadow, nothing. Just empty hallway and that oppressive, sinking feeling like we weren't alone. Like we were being watched. The dog growled and growled, staring up at something invisible, unmoving, unblinking. And still, nothing. Eventually, her growling softened, but she didn't relax. She stayed near me the rest of the night, glued to my side. When we finally searched the apartment, every corner, every cabinet, there was no sign of anyone. But the cats were huddled on the bed, frozen, eyes wide, tails fluffed out like feather dusters. One of them hissed when I came near, not at me, I don't think, but just at everything. Our friend left in a hurry, told me to have my partner call him the moment he got home. He didn't even put on his coat. I couldn't stay inside, not after that. I sat on the front steps with the dog until I saw my partner's car pull up. He knew from the look on my face something had happened. And when he got inside and called his friend, the line went quiet. Then his friend said, "You need to move. Whatever's in there, it's not just your imagination." That night, we wrote a letter to the landlord and gave notice. We didn't know where we'd go. We just knew we had to leave. The moment we got the keys to our new place, I brought the cats over first. I expected the usual, them hiding under the bed, crawling into closets, vanishing behind appliances for a day or two. That's what they always did when we moved. But this time, they didn't hide. They ran. Ran through the apartment like kittens again, jumping on window ledges, rubbing against my legs, exploring every inch with tails high and eyes bright. I'd never seen them adapt so fast. It was like they knew this place was safe. I didn't go back to the old apartment that night. My partner and I moved everything out over the next day or two, room by room. But the more I stepped back inside, the heavier it felt. There wasn't a single sound, but it was like the silence had weight, like walking underwater. The final time I returned was just to check the mailbox. I brought the dog with me, thinking nothing of it. But when we got to the front steps of the building, she stopped, wouldn't budge. I called her name, pulled lightly on her leash. She planted her feet and looked up at me with that same expression she'd had that day in the hallway. Warning. Not fear. Warning. We left without checking the mail. After that, things got stranger in a different way. Not in the new apartment. That felt fine. Still does, actually. But my dreams changed. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, heart pounding, with pieces of them still stuck in my mind. Always the same apartment, always the same hallway. In one dream, I'd see the crucifix falling again, only in slow motion this time, like someone was watching it tumble from a few inches away. In another, I'd hear the door creak and footsteps begin. But I couldn't move. I'd be frozen watching the shadow of something on the hallway wall. Not a person, just the outline. Like it had no body to cast it. And then there was the one that woke me up in a cold sweat. In it, I was back in the bedroom. The cats were under the bed again. The dog pressed against the wall. I heard the three steps, and then a voice, low, breathless, whispered my name from the hallway. I turned in the dream, but I never saw a face. Just that feeling. That same weight in the air. I didn't tell my partner about the dreams at first. I didn't want to scare him. But one night over dinner, he mentioned something I hadn't expected. He said that toward the end, just before we moved, he thought he'd started hearing voices in the kitchen. Low murmurs, like someone was whispering just beyond the bookshelf. He said he thought it was stress or noise from the street, but now he wasn't so sure. We both agreed, whatever it was, it didn't follow us. But it wasn't done with the apartment either. A few months after we'd settled into the new place, we were walking the dog past Hillworth. It was late afternoon, quiet, and something made us stop. Just for a second. The building was still there. Still had the same flaking paint around the upper windows, the same crooked stoop, curtains drawn, no noise. But a small sign was taped in one of the windows. Room available. I should have looked away, but I didn't. I kept staring at the window, second one from the top left. The curtain twitched, only slightly. I didn't say anything. Neither did he. But we started walking again, faster this time. I didn't look back. I didn't want to. And I haven't been on that street since. Sometimes I wonder if it was ever really just a place. If maybe what lived there, whatever it was, had been left behind by someone else. Or maybe it had always been there and we just happened to be the ones who noticed. Maybe it watched everyone. And maybe most people never even knew. But I knew. And my animals knew. And I won't forget. That's my story, Tony. Call me Eliza. There's a quiet sort of terror in this story. The kind that doesn't slam doors or throw objects across the room. Instead, it lingers. It watches. And that may be what makes it most disturbing. Eliza's account offers something we don't often hear in stories of haunted places. A slow, creeping awareness shared not just by a person, but by their animals. We expect cats to act strange. But when a dog, especially one that's calm, loyal, and protective, reacts violently to something invisible, we should pay attention. Dogs don't hallucinate. They don't invent fear. They respond to presence. And this dog responded with teeth bared, hair raised, and eyes fixed on a point 6 feet above the floor, as if something was watching from just above. There are psychological explanations we can consider. Living in an old building, especially one with poor lighting and a strange layout, can create disorientation. Drafts, creaking stairs, or EMF, electromagnetic field exposure, and older wiring have been known to cause feelings of unease, even mild auditory hallucinations. Some would say the mind, under stress or isolation, fills in gaps, especially when reinforced by fearful pets and mounting anxiety. But here's the issue. That explanation doesn't account for synchronized animal reactions, doesn't explain the cat in the window, the dog blocking the hallway, or the screen moved from beneath the stairs. It doesn't explain why every pet, independent of each other, refused to enter that building ever again. Nor does it account for the friend's immediate instinctual fear. He didn't live there. He didn't know the pattern, but he knew something wasn't right. And then there are the dreams, recurring, thematic, and disturbingly specific. Dreams that played out in the same setting long after Eliza left. Could they be trauma responses? Sure. But maybe they were something more, echoes of whatever it was trying to finish what it started. What happened at 312 Hillworth might never be fully understood. But it does raise a question. What if hauntings aren't about places, but about attention? What if the moment you notice something, it notices you back? And what if its only goal is to be seen? Sleep with one eye open, friends. Sometimes the thing you hear on the stairs isn't your imagination. It's waiting.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.